Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I want to thank each and every listener for tuning in on today. Glory to God. We know everybody's on the shut down, amen, but guess what? We still can praise the Lord. We still can give him all we have. Don't think just because you're shut in, there's nothing you can do, but yes, it is. This is a time to pray, not just for yourself. You're forward no more. You need to reach out and pray for others, as others, you know, are in need. Glory to God. Some are in need more than others. Glory to God. Pray that souls be saved through this time, and they draw closer and get a closer relationship with the Lord and a closer walk with thee. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go ahead on. I'm going to go ahead with my announcements at this time. I want to encourage you to come on, hallelujah, and get in, because you know what? This ministry is just, man, it's just going places that no man has gone before. Glory to God. It is. It's really and truly a blessing to be up on the people, you know, and man and woman of God, amen, who don't mind, who put in hard work. Glory to God. So I want to encourage you, hallelujah. If you missed it, hallelujah, on Tuesday, remember, set a reminder so you can come on in and hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, another one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, glory to God. You need a marriage counselor, a spiritual leader, marriage counselor. They got 35 years. You know, some people now get married, they ain't even got a year to tell it, okay? Glory to God. 35 years. So I encourage you to come on and get in and text them and let them know what the need may be. You can hit them up on Facebook, which would be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox them on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. I encourage you to come on in and get your needs met. Get your prayer needs met. They'll give you a call back. Amen. If you listened on Tuesday night, you heard them. Amen. They'll give you a call back. They're very discreet, so they will give you a call back. So go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. Inbox them on Facebook. Amen. Whatever the need may be, I'm sure they can help you out. Hallelujah. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Comes By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Awesome woman of God. Hallelujah. If you missed that show on yesterday, that show was on fire. You should have caught that fire so you can go higher, because good God Almighty, she tore that line up. Hallelujah. So I encourage, if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. All of the shows are pre-recorded on Blog Talk, so you can go back and hit it and hear the shows. But I like to get mine fresh off the press, because it was awesome, awesome, awesome. And we're so glad, amen, to have someone like Elder, glory to God, hallelujah, a praying woman of God. So I encourage you to also, you can go back and listen to it on demand. It's awesome. Glory to God. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. I will be here, amen, the Lord's will, every Sunday. So I encourage you to go ahead and text your neighbor, people on Twitter, and tell them it's going down, glory to God. And then the next, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right between there. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to make sure you go over and show Minister Elaine some love. When you finish this show, take a break, 30 minutes. Get you some water, get you some peanuts, you know. Amen. You might have left these chicken or laying around. Amen. You want it? Go get it. Hallelujah. And then you can listen to Minister Elaine Jackson coming up next. And I want to encourage you. I know these ministries have been a blessing. Send a seed. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever, amen, you think that God lays on your heart to sow. I'm not going to even tell you how much to sow. That's between you and the Lord and whoever you're sowing it to. Hallelujah. We're all under the same umbrella. Glory to God. It ain't no stranger over here and no danger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're under the same umbrella. I know these ministers, all these ministers have been a blessing. So I encourage you to go ahead and give back. Hallelujah. And know, you know, if there's no seed in the ground, then you ain't got nothing to come up. So, you know, when you plant seed, you look for seed. Glory to God. You plant money, look for money. You plant time, then look for that time to come back to you also. Glory to God. And I want to also encourage you to come on. You can also be a partner from now on in for $25 or more. My God. You know, you can't even go and hardly buy anything for less than, amen, $25 for real. You can't even, well, now eat out for less than $25. Hallelujah. One person is $25 almost. Glory to God. Because if you by the time you get your food, you order it, taxes added, they add gratuities to it now and everything, it's almost $25. So I'm encouraging you to come on and partner and be a partner with us where you will be placed on a personal prayer list and you will be prayed for. You can't beat that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Does that food you eat, you know, just think about it. You know, that food, amen, that you eat that keeps you from being hungry. Hallelujah. Well, you know, over here, you're going to get food for your soul. Oh, my God, the word of God that will help you to go in life, you know, and to help you to grow in life. And it will help you to learn things and learn how to be faithful to God and learn what you need to do and how you need to do it. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So I want to encourage you to come on and go ahead and be a partner and pay $25. Amen. You will get many, 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 many perks. Hallelujah. There's nothing like it. So the door is open. So come on in and get in. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line right now for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, all you have to do is press the 1 and I will bring you in. You don't have to give me your name. I just want to know where you're calling from and your prayer request. Amen. You don't have to tell me your name, just where you're calling from and your prayer request. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Because if you need prayer, this is the place to get it. Amen. Whenever the prayer lines are open, every time we come online, amen, Tuesday night, Saturday, Sunday, hallelujah, 2 times, hallelujah. Think about it, Prophetic Corner and Ministry Lane, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. So this is the place to get it. So the prayer lines are open if you desire prayer at this time. Press the 1 and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. And again, I thank all my listeners for tuning in on today. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Just in time, we had one caller. Amen. So we're going to take this call. Caller 306. You are live and on the air.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. I'm from Montgomery, and I got a niece and a father that had a triple bypass. I'd like for you to pray for him.
Amen, amen. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray, Father God, for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. His niece, Lord God, we pray for her strength, Lord. We pray for her father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord God, he had the surgery, Lord God. We know you're the healer because you touched him with your healing hands, God. We knew how it was going to turn out before he even went in. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, to strengthen him right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We call, Lord God, everything out that's against him, Lord God, that no man, Lord God, be against him, Lord, because we know you're for him. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we say strength, Lord, to the family, Lord God, because, Lord, we know, Lord God, that nothing catches you by surprise. So, Father God, we speak an instant healing, oh God. Touch him, Lord, and heal him everywhere he hurt, Lord. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give give you the highest praise, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for giving the family the peace that they need, the comfort, Lord God, the love and the joy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord, that you have made. And Lord God, we rejoice and be glad that we're in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God, caller. We thank you for calling. Hallelujah. You know, God is touching them with his healing hands. You know, God has the healing hands. You know, he always said that we have to have clean hands in order to pray for people. You know, where we make sure our hands are clean. And what he means by that is you got to make sure that we're right when we get ready to pray. You know, ask God to take everything out that's not like him. Amen. So we can go before the throne room of grace and get our prayers answered. Glory to God. But we thank you for calling. All is well in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for calling. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We thank the caller for calling. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. Let's go on down the road. We have nobody else to answer. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on in prayer. Hallelujah. But if you need prayer, call now because, amen, I may not have time to answer at the end, but if you need prayer, just go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in. Hallelujah. You know, don't just sit and need prayer, and then later on you call me and say, well, I need you to pray now. Let's do it now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to get it all in where it fit in, so let's get it in now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody else has called, so let's go on down the road. I'm going to open up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for your comfort, your peace, your love, and your joy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, how you watch over them, protect them, keep them, and give them the strength that they need on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the nation, oh God. Lord, as men are turning their hearts, oh my God, back to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, oh God, and we give you the highest praise, Lord. We know, Lord God, nothing catches you by surprise, Father. We pray for the fatherless, Lord. We pray for the widows, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, Lord God, everything that they need, Lord, that you will send it to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Place them on somebody's heart, Lord God, to help them in this time, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know, Lord God, that you're in control and you saw them when they were crying. You saw them when they was in need, and you sent someone by to help them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, God, for those, Lord God, who are shut in, Lord God, in the nursing homes, the hospitals, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for the staff. I pray for the doctors. I pray, Lord God, for those who are delivering their meds, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Give them strength. Build their immune system up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. We know, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for strengthening those, Lord God, who are seeing about the patients, Lord God. Father, I pray right now that they not be weary, they not be tired, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, Lord God, we hold their hands up with prayer. We lift their arms up, Lord God, to you on today in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, for healing, God, all across the nation right now in the name of Jesus, in every land, Lord God. We pray right now that this thing will go back into the sea where it came from, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will strengthen the kids, Lord, as they're out of school, Lord God. Give them something to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the parents teach them the word of God as it was meant to be, Lord God. Let them, Lord God, sit down with them and read the word of God with them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I cast back every spirit that's not like you, Lord God. Every spirit of division, while they're in the household together, in the name of Jesus, let none fall by the wayside, because now is the time, in the name of Jesus, to come together as family and pray, in the name of Jesus. You all don't have to be in the same place at the same time. Just be on one accord, in the name of Jesus, just like it did in the book of Acts. Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost will fill your room, in the name of Jesus. God is also in control, so don't forget, it's not about man. Man don't control this decision. This is all about Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we lift you up on today. We magnify your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, Lord God, let them rest. Let them rest and have peace in you, knowing that you're going to work all this out. Nothing kept you by surprise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Just be still and know that this is the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It's nothing, hallelujah, to harm or hurt anybody. Just be still and know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the peace of God rest upon you. Hallelujah. And stop being in fear and have faith. Hallelujah. I know I hear you saying it's easy, preacher, for you to say that. But you know what? Yes, it is. Glory to God. Things are easily said and sometimes hard done. But what you got to do is you pray before all this come about. You seek him before all things happen. Glory to God. And then guess what? You'll have that faith in that prayer. You'll have something pulled down from heaven. Oh, glory to God. You're already wrapped up. You're already tied up. You're already tangled up in the mighty Holy Ghost power. Good God Almighty. So nothing will hurt you. Hallelujah. For they come to destroy you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about them bills. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know people are worrying. They're worrying. Well, I don't have money to do this. I don't have. Listen, don't worry about that. Hallelujah. I can hear it in the atmosphere. I hear people chanting. Hallelujah. Well, what am I going to do? You're going to lean on God. You're going to pull on him. Amen. For everything. Because he said, never seen a righteous forsaken. Nor his seed beg bread. Are you his seed today? Hallelujah. So you don't have to beg bread. Glory to God. All things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, your lights won't get cut off. Hallelujah. You won't have, and your phone won't get disconnected. Glory to God. But you got to pull on him even the more now. Glory to God. I don't care if you have to pray morning, noon, and night. It don't matter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then do so. It's okay. Hallelujah. Don't just sit and watch TV all day long. Glory to God. And you're on your phone all day long. Not looking up nothing to do with the Bible. Let's just say hallelujah. Glory to God. All you're looking at, hallelujah, is what they're saying about COVID-19. Hallelujah. You get so much in your spirit, then guess what? You can't focus right. It's okay to they were talking about it, I believe, on Tuesday. Hallelujah. You can't focus on all that. See, you done threw your focus off. Your focus should be on Jesus. And Lord, I know that you got this. Hallelujah. And I keep hearing someone say, it's easy said than done. I hear you. But if you want to change, amen, your focus, you can change it by continuing to read the word of God, not focusing on what they're seeing over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a time for families to come together, for people to come together as a whole, husbands and wife. I said this on last Sunday, but you know what? Thank you, Lord. I keep hearing it over and over and over again. There are some wives, amen, who have not seen their husbands in a long time, only their back going out the door, going to work, glory to God. And when they get home, everybody in the bed and they're tired, hallelujah. Children done gone to bed, they done gone to bed, and some of them working two or three jobs. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So this is a time to come together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And pray. Hallelujah. Don't be selfish. Hallelujah. Just come together and pray. I see someone just arguing. No, you need to come together and pray. Forget about all that. Yeah, y'all in the house together. Hallelujah. Get the children. Sit them down. I want to know who's in charge. The children or the parents. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, wait a minute. Let me just be real. I see some children being in control also. Children are in control of their household. Even if they have a husband, a wife, or just a mom and a dad in the house, a grandma, you know, some of the children run them things. No, don't let them do that. Tell them to sit down somewhere and listen. Because guess what? We're going to read the word of God, y'all know, and we're going to stand on the word. Yes, when we get through, then y'all can go and play your games and do whatever you want to do. Some staying up all night long. Hallelujah. On games and different stuff. How many times have you sit down with them to read the word of God? Hallelujah. How many times have you sit down with them? So, honey, I'm going to let you pray first, and then I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Let me just help you out. Hallelujah. Yeah, this ain't my message. I'm going to read it in just a second. Hallelujah. But we're going to roll with this. Glory to God. You know, when I had my children in the home with me, hallelujah, never did they went to bed without getting down praying with me. Glory to God. Whether they wanted to or not, never would I leave them at home. Hallelujah. Whenever I went to the sanctuary, glory, I was like, ah, ha, ha, ha. It don't happen here. I said, you're going with me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I took them with me, and when we came back, we would pray. We would never forget. On Saturday, same thing. Glory to God. Same thing. Hallelujah. I'm not responsible, amen, for what happens after they leave you. Hallelujah. But I was responsible to plant the word of God in them. So parents, listen. Hallelujah. If it's just in the house with the grandmama or whoever, the grand uncle, the auntie, sister, brother, children, it's okay. You are responsible for that. So you're responsible for putting the word of God in them. Not always one to say, well, you know what? I'm just going to sit here and let them play over there with their game. No, come together. Hallelujah. And teach them something. Whether you're one parent or two, it don't matter. You still can get the Bible and read it. You look at your phone all the time. Pull it up on the phone and well, listen, come on. I'm going to let you listen to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just come together. This is a time for coming together. We say this every Sunday almost. God is really, really laying it on my heart, really heavy. Hallelujah. It is a time for coming together. You know, they used to sing songs like it's praying time. Glory to God. Well, it was. It been praying time, but some just don't pray just to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we're going to go ahead, amen, and get in a message on today. Bless your soul. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And even if you know somebody, amen, you can give them a call and say, hey, you know, did y'all read the word today? Amen. Did y'all read any of the words? You know, somebody you know, I know some people may not like you to get all in their business, but if it's somebody that you're used to talking to, you know, on a daily basis or something, you know, they'll receive it. Hallelujah. It all depends on how you come to them. You know, you can go to folks just as easy, as smooth as butter, as my mentors say, glory to God, and they will receive it. But if you go in a harsh way, they ain't going to receive it, and I wouldn't either. Hallelujah. Okay, let's get in the word of God. Hallelujah. I know I just had to leave y'all a little something. So let's go ahead and get into the word of God. I'm going to be reading from James chapter 1 on today. And the title of my message is Count It All Joy. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Glory to God. You know, there are some good things that's coming out of all this. So don't think everything is bad because it's not. Hallelujah. I'm not going to go into the things that I know that God has done for me. Hallelujah. I know there were some other trials and some tribulation that other people have went through, but there is some good coming out of it. You know, when the enemy meant for bad, what he'll do? He'll turn it around and make it good. Glory to God. So we got to look at both sides of this thing. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and turn James chapter 1. I'm going to the first chapter. Amen. And the first verse. Okay, we read it. Glory to God. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You know, listen, troubles don't always indicate that you done did something wrong or God is displeased with it. If you never go through any troubles, you ain't going to have no testimony. Glory to God. You know, you can say, well, you know what? I can tell you this. Oh, yes, I can testify because guess what? I went through it. But then if you never go through anything, then how can you tell? Well, you know what? God is good. I say, well, you know what? Yes, just trust the Lord. And that's all I can tell you. But I can't even give you a testimony of how God brought me out of a certain situation. You know, sometimes people will say, well, you know what? I wonder what they did. You know, God's wrath is on them. So what did they do? That don't mean that God is displeased with you. God knows, amen. He knows what's in you, but he wants you to see what's in you. He wants you to see if it's fear or is it faith. Which one are you going to have, fear or faith? Y'all better learn how to stand up to the wiles of the devil and tell him to get back and behave. Hallelujah. It ain't no time to say, you know, well, you know, I'm telling you, the devil just doing everything he want to do, everything he big enough to do. No, y'all better stand up to the wiles of the devil and not today. It ain't going to happen today. You might as well get back and behave. Glory to God. You know, sometimes people, you know, if they get a little cough now or if they get a little headache, oh, my God, I'm wondering, do I have it? You better stand up and say, I plead the blood. Glory to God. This headache, this too shall pass. Hallelujah. So don't let him grip you with fear. If somebody go in a store now, oh, my God, hallelujah, oh, Lord, I got to go. Somebody in here coughing, let me go. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. I understand, hallelujah. But let faith have its perfect work, not fear. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. My God, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, people nowadays, we don't have enough patience. But those things, they don't ask God for. They're asking for cars, money, land, hallelujah, men, women, boys, girls, you know, such as. They don't ask God to help you to have more patience. You have to ask God for everything that you need. He said everything. Don't come to him shallow. Ask for everything. If you need more patience, then ask for it. So, Lord, help me to have more patience. Because, Lord, my patience is wearing kind of thin. And I know there's, you know, a lot of people are out of school and they're having to homeschool the kids, hallelujah. And I know they're getting a good touch of what it feels like, hallelujah, glory to God. But understand, just ask God for more patience, hallelujah. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, even though you're going through, you can still, amen, be faithful. And understand, he's still there. He ain't moved. God is not moved. He's still there. Although you're going through, you ain't going to need nothing. Hallelujah. Not nothing. Let patience have its perfect work, and you will not need nothing. Hallelujah. Even when you're going through, you know, then sometimes, well, you know what, I can't have no show. I can't pray this time. You know, I'm going to have to not. Oh, I can't do it. You're so confused, you can't even get your words out. Hallelujah. Well, I just can't do it because I'm just going through so much. I just can't do it. But it said let patience have its perfect work. Entirety wants nothing. So that means whatever you need some strength to go on with your ministry. He's going to give it to you. You need some strength, hallelujah, to continue to read the word. He's going to give it to you. If you need some peace during the time that you got to still go through this trial and this test, he will give it to you. Hallelujah. Why is it so many times that we read the word of God and don't think that he's going to do it? He's going to do it every time if you ask him. Hallelujah. But you know, if he get us out of everything that we go through every time, hallelujah, when will we pray? What will you do? You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't even think about it. Hallelujah. You would do what? Hallelujah. Fall by the wayside. If he gets you all out of everything every time, you would never pray. You would never go, amen, to prayer. You would never go to the church house. You wouldn't do none of that. You know, a lot of times people don't even go to church until they get ready to until they go through something. They light bill ain't been paid. Yeah, what they going to do, run to the church? Well, you know what, pastor? Oh, my God, you know, I'm short. I need somebody to pay my light bill. Then when they pay it, then after that, you don't see them no more. I done seen it happen, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to learn, amen, you got to learn. Let's move on to five. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally and upbraidingly not, and it shall be given to him. You know, if you ain't got no wisdom, glory to God, he'll give it to you. You know, some people find fault in other people. Whenever things go wrong, they find fault. Now, if you had asked God for wisdom, then when this thing came and you did it anyway and it wasn't of God, he would have told you, no, don't do it, don't go there. Hallelujah. No, that's not wisdom. You got to learn how to use what you got. Use the tools God gave. You know, they used to always say to all the people, use the sense God gave you, child. Use the sense God gave you. But some don't do that, hallelujah, because you don't ask. And some just know so much then they don't want nobody else to know their business. But let me tell you, there ought to be somebody that you can tell that can help you. Hallelujah. I know this one person. I know this one. Hallelujah. At least. Hallelujah. If something goes wrong or something is wrong or they don't understand or they don't know or they're not sure, they're going to call me up. You better know it. They're going to call me up, glory to God, and say, help me out with this, you know, and then, you know, things go well. But that's the thing about it. Now, people don't come out, well, I don't want them in my business like that. Understand, none of us have arrived. If we arrived, if we're perfect, then we'll be out of here. Hallelujah. But understand, he gives you people that you can go to talk to. Glory to God. Don't blame other people for your mistake. Don't blame other people for your fault. Because that was you that fell into that trap without asking him, amen, you know, what I need to do, what's going on, help me out, Lord, glory to God. You don't blame people. Hallelujah. Let's move on. But let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the winds and tossed. Isn't it something you go, well, Lord, you know, I need you to take care of this for me. Would you please take care of for me, you know, and just because he didn't take care of the first time you asked. He didn't take care of it the second time you asked. He didn't take care of it the third time you asked. So now here you go. Well, Lord, I tell you, well, I'm just going to stop. I'm just going to go on out there. Hallelujah. I've been praying and I've been praying and still I ain't got, this thing ain't settled yet. So I'm just going to go on and do it on my own. Well, you're a wind tossed to and fro because guess what? You believed in when you prayed that he was going to handle it. But then all of a sudden you ain't had no patience to wait to see what he wanted to do. Because guess what? He may have wanted to do a different way than what you were trying to tell him. Glory to God. And sometimes when you pray, you tell him how to do it. Lord, I want, if you say, Lord, I want your will to be done, then he's going to do his will in that. But you got to wait and be patient and see what he want to do. You may have to wait. Sometimes you may have to wait a year. You may have to wait 2 years. You may have to wait three. But guess what? He will answer it. That's when you got to have patience. You got to have faith to believe that he's going to answer it. Don't get tossed by every to and fro, by everything come along. That, well, you know what? You done told some of them that aren't saved. Well, you know what? I do it like this, and I'll do it like that, and I'll do it. And then guess what? They done got you in a mess. Oh, let's move on. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. So you ain't going to get nothing. So don't be tossed to and fro by everything everyone else says when you ask them. You know, it's something you'll go and ask somebody who don't believe and don't know nothing. But then you will not go and ask somebody who's a believer, who's been walking with the Lord for a long time, and you will not go and ask them nothing. Don't you know you want to go and ask those, amen, who you know can help you, can help you to know the truth and can tell you how to do it because they done already been there, done it. I don't mind. I don't know about nobody else, but I don't mind. If I know somebody done already been there, done that, I'm going to ask you, how did you do it? Tell me. Sometimes, you know, if people in the world won't tell you. Hallelujah. But there is somebody that God has put in your path. Amen. That will tell you. Let's move on. Hallelujah. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted. You know, you may not have much. You may not have, amen, much money. You may not have a whole lot, amen, of worldly stuff. But guess what? This brother or sister, amen, they know the Lord and they have, amen, faith in the Lord that it ain't nothing that he gonna do. Hallelujah. So understand those that have more, them rich people, we finna talk about them right now. Hallelujah. So don't be looking down on people just because they may not have what you have. They may not have the clothes that you have. They may not have the ride that you have, but understand they got Jesus. And you know, the elderly people used to always say, and that's enough, because guess what? He can bring you up and bring you out. But understand, when he starts to bring you up and bring you out, somebody gonna get mad. It ain't those out in the street. It's gonna be those who's on the inside of the sanctuary, those that say they are believers, that will get mad because you waited and you had patience. And you let God have his perfect work and his will to get to you what you need. Hallelujah. And everything that you ask for, he will give it to you. But it's in his season and in his time. So don't step outside his time trying to get stuff that you know, glory to God, that you don't need. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. Let's read on down to number 11. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withers the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his wake. See right here? You know, there are some, you know, the people right now, everybody's praying. Everybody, even those that don't know God, they're praying. Believe me, they're praying. Hallelujah. The rich people are praying. Everybody is praying. But understand, here's the thing. Amen. Glory to God. Understand, they pray until time, everything gets back to normal. Then the next thing you know, they forget all about God. That's what they're saying. You're on your knees praying, Lord, help us. You know, yes, he got plenty of money over here. He ain't got to worry about this. But understand, if something happens, amen, you ain't, believe me, you ain't going to be able to take that money with you. So understand, there are people that you have to help and look out for other people. Some people just don't like helping other people. They say they have the love in their heart, but they don't like helping other people. If you can't do nothing for somebody, then something's missing. Your love is contaminated. Glory to God. And you need to ask God, how can I uncontaminate my love? Because I want a love, Lord God, like you have, that are an agape love that will help anybody. And anybody that needs my help, I want to be there for them, Lord God. If they need me in the wee hours of the night, if you would check around you where you are, hallelujah, and see if there's anyone, the widows, amen, the fatherless, there could be a parent just only had one parent and four or five siblings in the house, children in the house, hallelujah, that need some help. Or you make it, call them on the phone. I know we're practicing social distance. Yes, you are, but God may lay someone on your heart and you can call them, hallelujah. Glory to God, because when he lay it down, he's going to give you the means to get in contact with him. You know y'all got cash, you have an app to the cash. Come on, glory to God. You got PayPal and Pal to the pay. Come on, it's a way to get it. Come, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Now, when you're trying and all your testing, you learn how to endure it and you're having patience and you're just letting patience have its perfect work. So, Lord, show me what I need to get out of this. All these trials and tribulations that I'm going through, I don't understand it, but Lord, there is something that you want me to learn in this. But Lord, I want all that you can give, because I know whenever it comes to full scale, it's going to be all right, huh? Because I know that you put me in this to learn something, whether it's to learn me how to love even the more, or whether it's for me to learn how to handle my finances even the more, or whether you're teaching me, Lord God, to be patient, because it don't matter what I want. It's in your timing that I get that. Whether it's for him to teach you, hallelujah, how to be quiet, hallelujah, glory to God, when others are speaking, glory to God. Whether it's to teach you, hallelujah, glory to God, that it ain't all about your formula no more. Oh, my God, glory to God. So you got to learn how to be patient, even enduring the tests and the trials now. Everybody's on lockdown, glory to God. Well, let me put it like you're supposed to be, hallelujah. But there is something that you can learn, amen, from all this. You don't have to be in the streets to learn it. You don't have to be on the phone every day to learn it. If you just ask God, now, Lord, what do you want us to learn out of all this? You know, some people say, well, you know what, I just can't stay at home. I've heard that, but guess what? Hallelujah. I believe you'll change that roundabout now. Glory to God. Some people say, well, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I have to go somewhere. I have to go. Well, now is really nowhere for you to go because everything's shut down. Hallelujah. Some just can't stay at home. They can't stay at home. They say, well, I ain't got time. Glory to God. But guess what? I think they'll change that around about now, because guess what? A lot of things are shut up, so everybody is kind of at home. So let's move on. Hallelujah. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. You know, people be saying, well, you know what? I saw Susie over there with the short skirt on, you know, and then they'll say, well, you know what? God shouldn't have made it. God just tempted me. God does not tempt you with evil. That's your own look. Hallelujah. That is not God. We look at JoJo over there with all them muscles. Come on now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God shouldn't have made this man. No, that's you. You're tempted by your own lust, and that's what you're drawn away with, your own lust. Let's read the next verse here. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So that's your own lusting spirit. You need to ask God to help you handle that. You know, a lot of times people just say, well, you know what, God shouldn't have made that. He didn't. He made male and he made female, but he didn't make every woman out there for you, and he didn't make every man out there for you. It's just one to each, glory to God. Hallelujah. So you don't have to look at everything come by. You can turn your head, hallelujah. I'm hearing some say, well, how am I going to do that? You know how to do it. Just turn your head. It'll be all right. Glory to God. It'll be fine. Let's move on. And when that, then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth lust, bringeth forth death. So guess what? Whenever it comes to full force, guess what's going to happen? Glory to God. Then guess what? You're going to lose it. Then whatever it is, you're going to act on it. That's what you're going to start doing. And that's when the sin comes. I understand the Bible said it's not that that goes in a man that defiles him, but what comes out. In other words, you're going to act on that sin. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, hallelujah. So we got to learn, hallelujah, to be patient, and we got to learn to ask God to create in us a clean heart. Don't let this lust take over my whole heart, because everywhere you go, you'll be seeing someone, hallelujah, or let's just say somebody, glory to God, and you don't want that thing, to, amen, to grow up in you. That's just pure love. Hallelujah. And he said, if you lusted after somebody, amen, glory to God, and saying, well, you know what, I wish I was there with them or whatever, you know, you already committed to sin. But we need to get that thing under control. Because we're in a season now, glory to God, where God wants everyone, amen, to come to him wholeheartedly, to understand that the trial of your test, it only worketh patience, hallelujah. You got to learn to go through the test that he has set before you. Because sometimes, hallelujah, you want him to get you out of the test. Ah, glory to God. But you don't learn nothing. If he gets you out every time, you ain't learned nothing. Not nothing. Hallelujah. Some things we're going to have to learn how to go through. I know many, 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 many things I had to go through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what I did? I said, Lord, I said, you help me, Lord God. I need to get out of this. But guess what? I didn't get out until his timing. Although I continued to pray, I still didn't get out until his timing. And from that day on, I learned, hallelujah, everything that you go through, every trial that you endure, you're not going to get out of it, amen, like you want for it, glory to God. But you have to continue to pray. It may be years, like I said. It may be weeks, like I said, glory to God. It could be 4, 5, 20 years before you come out. But guess what? You would go through entirety wanting nothing, hallelujah. Learn how to depend on him, because Jesus is the reason for every season. Now, although the season that we're in now, hallelujah, it's okay, but you got to learn how to pray and seek him, hallelujah. My God, because he's a God that sits high, he looks low, he knows what you need. You ain't going to go lack, hallelujah. So many times people think that they're going to be lacking. You ain't going to be lacking, not nothing. You know, you may not have the steak that you want, but I can guarantee you, you will have the bologna that you need. So it's okay, just depend on God for whatever reason it may be, hallelujah. Whatever Paul said, whatever state I find myself in, I learn, hallelujah. Oh, my God, you need to learn how, amen, to do with, and you need to learn how to do without. Because some of the stuff that you get, you don't need anyway. Glory to God. And you know, people are wasteful sometimes. Hallelujah. They'll waste food, hallelujah. And they say, well, you know what? I don't have any food in my refrigerator or different stuff, hallelujah. But understand the reason you waste. You got to learn how to conserve, hallelujah, glory to God. If it ain't just you, or if you got a big family, then they need to learn how to do what? Eat them leftovers that you cook. Hallelujah. They'll be all right. I know some children say they don't like leftovers. Well, you know what? Either left over or either left out. It's totally up to you. Hallelujah. So don't think, hallelujah, just because the trials and the tests that you go through, they burn you down. Don't let them burn you down. Hallelujah. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares. Don't you know if we lose any of our hair on our head, he will. Amen. He knows it. He knows everything. He knows if you need it. He knows if you don't need it. He knows you think you need it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But he's going to give you that he needs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't give you nothing that you don't need. I remember this girl I was working with, and she said, you know, me and her had this discussion, and You know, she said, I wanted this car. She said, I wanted this car, Ms. Martha, and I just wanted this car. And you know what? God gave it to me, amen. But you know what happened? She said, they repossessed it. I said, okay. I said, well, let me help you out a little bit, sissy. I said, okay. I said, you say you wanted it, hallelujah, and you kept asking for it. So guess what? If you keep asking, then guess what? He going to give it to you. Whether you can pay for it or not, he going to let you go ahead and get it. And it got repossessed. But understand now, if he gives you something, amen, you say, Lord, I know you gave me this. That don't mean that you ain't going to go through no trials and tests with it. Hallelujah. Because there can be things that come, amen, and try to destroy your faith and make you believe, amen, and make you unbelieve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And make you start walking in fear, thinking that he didn't give it to you. Hallelujah. I said, well, you kept asking and you kept why he gave it to you. Hallelujah. I said, yeah, you kept asking and you kept asking. So she said she kept asking. So, amen, her car got repossessed. Hallelujah. So, you know, you have to be careful what you ask for these days. Make sure, amen, you're asking in faith, amen, and not wavering and understand. So, Lord, if it's not your will, then I still don't want it. Glory to God. Because he ain't going to give you nothing that's going to go bad. He ain't going to give you nothing, amen, that a repo man got to come and possess it. Oh, glory to God. He ain't going to do that. If you can just wait, hallelujah. And if you keep asking him, yeah, he's going to give it to you. Hallelujah. If you keep asking for a person and you know that they don't like you, then guess what? He's going to let you fall in that temptation too. Hallelujah. It's just plain and simple. You keep asking over and over and you keep praying, hey, he's going to give it to you. And then you're going to wish you had it. So just be careful what you're asking for. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have a few more minutes. I'm going to go back, hallelujah, and see if anybody wants prayer on my line. If not, I have some things to pray for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody else wants prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every person on this line on today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, give them strength, Lord, and let them know, Lord God, there is nothing, Lord God, that you won't do for them. There is nothing, Lord God, that caught you by surprise. There is nothing, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can't do for them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray right now, oh God, for those, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord, on this line. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to give them the strength, Lord God, and let them know, Lord God, that without you, they are not nothing anyway. So, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to let everyone walk where they need to walk, Lord God, to see your glory through all this, because we know we serve an on-time God, and nothing catches him by surprise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we cast out all fear, God, because you said your perfect love casts out all fear. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are hurting, racking with pain in their body right now. We speak healing over them right now in the name of Jesus, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, under the bottom of their feet, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, that they are healed right now. We speak to that pain, Lord, that it will go away right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every knee joint pain, we speak to it right now when we say be healed by his stripes, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those out here that are looking for a covering, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they contact, oh my God, the leaders in which I'm under, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so they shall look no more, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the children, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that the parents, Lord God, are leading and guiding them right now, in the name of Jesus, in your word, Lord God, right the word on their heart, so they won't stand against thee, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them meditate on it day and night, to have good success, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the small businesses, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them not suffer loss, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. Give them the peace that they need, Lord God. Let them rest in you, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that everything, Lord God, that's happening, you already knew it was going to happen, in the name of Jesus. You already got the backup, plan. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for our government, so God, in the name of Jesus. Let them make good, wise decisions as they pray, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. Let them secure their faith in you, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you. And we give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. Hallelujah. I want to encourage each and every one. Hallelujah. Count it all joy. Glory to God. Don't throw in the towel. Now is not the time to throw in the towel, saying I can't do this and I can't, just scratch that from your vocabulary. Because whenever I always say the smoke clear, good God Almighty, it's going to be awesome. Hallelujah. Learn how to depend on him first, glory to God, and not man. Hallelujah. Some depend on man first and put him on the second row. No, depend on him first and put man on the second row. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he knows what you need. He knows how you need it, and he knows where it is to get it to you. Oh, my God. Yes, we do. Glory to God. So I encourage you, hallelujah, to just keep the faith, hallelujah, and continue to pray and seek his faith and understand him, because he's going to come through each and every time. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I want to encourage you. Don't forget, amen, Tuesday night, apostle and pastor coming to you. Amen. One word from the Lord. Power Impact Team. They make an impact on the nation. You can hit them up on Facebook. You can inbox them and let them know what the need may be. They are there for you. Amen. Don't forget Saturday, Evangelist Elder Bertha asks you, glory to God, faith come by hearing on Saturday, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministry every Sunday. Hallelujah. 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And one thing I forgot to mention, that Voice of Truth Minister Elaine Jackson, she is an author. So I encourage you to go and purchase a book on Amazon. You can go on Blog Talk and find her on Minister Elaine Jackson's page and Elaine Jackson. You can go ahead and hit her there and inbox her, or you can inbox any of us and we will get the message to her. She's an author, so go ahead, it's a good read, and get your copy before they're all gone. Now we're going to go ahead. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Lord, I give my life to you. I repent of everything that I've done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Amen. Hallelujah. There are churches online. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I would like for you to inbox me and let me know that that was you. You can go on Facebook. I have Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams page on Facebook. Inbox me and let me know that that was you. Now, we're going to go ahead and give the benediction and get off and give you a 30-minute break. Ministry Lane will be coming up next. Hallelujah. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome week, and remember, count it all joy. Amen.